All right, you all, welcome back to The Love Hunter. Yes, this would be episode 2, so welcome back. Those of you who had been faithful enough to stick with me and stay with me and give me plays while I wasn't playing, thank you. Thank you for giving me the chance, the space, opportunity to speak with you, work with you, talk with you. And, let's get into it. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are a thing. So let's open up that and talk about that a little bit. I celebrate my 14th anniversary this week. 14, years of wedded bliss to my dear bride. And y'all, it's been amazing. There's been tough times. There's been hard times, yes. But there's definitely also been those times where I'm like, wow, like, I wouldn't have experienced this type of high without my wife. And I'm not trying to say who is and isn't good for me. I'm just talking about my wife specifically. And we've seen so much go down over the years that it's worth me stopping and talking about that for a little bit. Because, 14 years wasn't an easy 14 years. It wasn't hard all the time either. Some of it was honestly kind of fun. Last but not least, we got National's Daughter Day, which prompted me to bring back a lesson that, I really want to talk on, which is a lesson that every father is going to have with their daughter, about the takers in the world. And I'm not talking about, vandalism, physical abuse, and I'm just talking about the people that can take whatever they want. So, women can honor that role and hold that role too. And so I'll dig deeper into that. So yes, in order of respect, I'm going to start with my 14th anniversary. So y'all, what you don't realize is I met my wife over 20 years ago. We met when we were in school, we were in college, and, whether people will admit this or talk on this, college is one of the best breeding grounds for dating and relationships, period. It's one of the best, but it's not going to always be neat and clean. It can get a little messy, sloppy, and toxic. It can. But it is one of the best environments because we're all trying to go somewhere. We're all trying to elevate ourselves to, get to that career, get through college and ultimately, find a way to stack up more money than debt so we can pay off these bills and go into our chosen fields and do well. People look good in college. People are smart in college. And I hate to say it, but going to college proves that you have money. Like, whether you have it now or later, you're proving that you can pay it back. So you're proving that at some point you're going to have money. So we can kind of check that off the list too. Okay, so you got money. If I like the way somebody looks, then boom, I can check that off. I like you. So we got money and attractiveness. And then you get to drill down on the most innocent part of someone's career goals before they even get started. So what's your major? What's your minor program? I'm law, dental hygienist, physical therapy, biochem. I want to teach. I want to do this. I want to do that. And, I want to search through the environment and find things that'll hurt the environment. And at that time, let's be honest, at that time, some of these things that are probably the best jobs sound so boring. Oh, you want the data analytics, blah, 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 blah. You just like, oh, okay, nerd. Not realizing that nerd is balanced, has life-work balance. That nerd is a great husband. That nerd is a great wife. That nerd is the reason why you're listening to me on the device you're listening to me on right now. That nerd is the reason why you have movies to go watch now, even through the writer's strike. I mean, sci-fi is, I used to look at the sci-fi channel and be like, oh, okay, y'all. Okay. I'm like, okay, y'all. How many aliens and deformed foreheads and things coming out of people's heads? I'm like, how many species of people can you have? Like, just do blue, green, purple, red. Just do that. Just do primary colors of people, and then I'll be fine. But that dang Sci-Fi Channel, I don't even know. I haven't even watched the Sci-Fi Channel because I feel like Disney Plus and HBO Max and who is it? Disney Plus, HBO Max, AMC, they put you in the sci-fi world. What we're doing right now with our phones is the sci-fi world. We're talking to people that ain't even here. Like, if you were to tell people in the 80s that I'm going to have a conversation with somebody that's not even in this room, and I can see their facial expressions, and I can see everything they're doing. Oh, witchcraft! Oh! You know, they would have tried to have you in a padded cell right next to, here's Johnny from The Shining. Right next to Jack Nicholas. We're at an amazing, amazing point in history. And when you look at people's majors and minors, this is how we got there. My wife has a psychology background. So she's been judging me the whole time. Like, yeah, this is how it is. She's been judging me the whole time. Most women, you think they're judging you this whole time. My wife is literally judging me the whole time. So, yeah, I love her for that. That has been actually a strong part of our message because she seeks to understand from a logical perspective. And once she grabs a hold of it, she can never let go of it. That's just how she is. We've had arguments about that and bumped heads because of that, because I so much want to emphasize the emotional and hermeneutic reception of how people feel and how people think. If you don't know how you make people feel, if you don't know how you make people think, you're not going to be very successful in life. Not in the ways where you need to. Some people can actually kind of bulldoze over things. And that kind of gets to my lesson about, you know, why people can get whatever they want when they get whatever they want. I'll talk about that later too. But in a nutshell, I pushed for the emotional side of things, the emotional understanding of things. And she always pushed for the logic. So we're like backwards. You know, most, you know, men, you know, they hammer on that logic only. And the ladies are hammering on the emotional side, where with us, it was a little bit different. I'm like, I got the logic, but you don't feel me. Like, you're not listening. You're not listening. Where she just sees like the logic. And she's like, I am a woman. So, you know, women are women and they're going to think and feel the way they feel. And she's arguing logic. But that's not how we got to 14 years of marriage. We had some amazing, you know, marriage counseling, which I think everybody should do. And you got to answer those questions. I don't know who your therapist or pastor or mediator will be, but I can tell you that being able to ask those questions and hear the answers to those questions before these things even happen was the best, run through. Like, people want to do like a test run. You know, let's do a test run. It was the best test run you could ever do without actually living it. Like, we live before the life in these questions. And I highly advise that. Do it before, you know, the marriage. And I spoke on this last time while being at a wedding. The pastor said, you know, it's best to do this before the marriage has started versus after, because once you've driven the car off the lot, you should know where you're going to go get your oil changes. You should know where you're going to get tires. You should know where you're going to get windshield wipers, all that stuff. You know, if you don't, you don't. But when bad things happen, car accidents happen, that's not the time to go get insurance. Now we're after the fact. And you've got liability and claims and all kinds of stuff coming on you. Where you might not ever get out of jail or prison. So it is good to put on your seatbelt and be proactive. That's how we got to 14 years. And the hard part was I put this out on social media. People think that just because they see us smiling, they get the opportunity to hate on us and be mad at us. Oh, they smiling, all that. Without knowing, after every smile, we might have had a whole week of frowns. So really, we were so excited to smile again, we just wanted to share it so then we can come back and look at it. Like, yeah, man, remember when we smiled? remember when we got wore out in August or whatever? Man, it just felt so good to smile again and get some sunshine again and get outside again, some fresh air, you know? We made it by sitting down and talking to each other. One thing we started to realize as COVID was just divorcing friends of ours left and right, just chopping people in half, chopping people's necks off before COVID, after COVID, during COVID, right after COVID. Like, it was just happening at random. We're just like, man, what's happening? We realized we need to sit down and have an executive board meeting and then just think like, hey, what don't we have in our marriage? What do we have in our marriage? Well, most people, it's either money, sex, or misunderstanding each other. Because when you say communication, we communicate through sign language. We communicate through text. We communicate through smoke signals. You can communicate and communicate very well. But it's the understanding piece, the retention piece. Are you communicating your expectation well? Are you communicating and being understood well? Are you communicating, being understood, and then that person retaining what you're saying well? Because if they just don't care, they just don't care. If they care about you, your things will show up in them. They'll talk about the things and laugh about the things and mention the things that are from you, not them. But you have to teach them how to love you. Teach them how to love you. No one comes fully automated with the I can please you mindset. I was talking to my boy Steve about this years ago. No one comes pre-programmed for marriage. No one comes pre-programmed to be a husband or be a wife. They try to be cute and do it and come into America. And it was the whatever you like. No, I know what I like. And I know you are programmed to like what I like. But what do you like? Whatever you like. So if I told you to hop on one foot, you would hop on one foot. Hops on one foot. If I told you to bark like a dog, ruff, ruff, ruff. It's like, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Like, what are we doing here? We saw the example of what people think they want. If you want somebody to just answer your commands, you should probably just sign up to build an AI robot, which I think some guys do. They have like a sex doll or whatever that's a blow up or it's more realistic. It's better to just understand people. It's better to just learn. When you find somebody that's intelligent enough to listen to you, understand you, work from that perspective. Don't treat this person as if they're every bad case you've ever ran into. And that's why I asked. I was like, hey, honey, treat me like me. I'm going to treat you like you. Don't lump me in with no crazy dudes. And I'm not going to lump you in with crazy women. Let's just be one-to-one. So yes, that's how we got to 14 years. Communication, understanding, retention. And if it doesn't go well, let's sit down and talk about it again. I mean, those executive board meetings, when you're not profitable, you're not profitable. And if you need to fire a mindset, you need to fire that mindset. Because in the executive board meetings, we hold all the positions. So we might need to let a ego death drop where it's like, it just wasn't working this way. And I know for me, one of the hugest wins I ever got was when I realized my wife can't do any thing for me at all to please me or help me until I teach her what I want. She won't walk in the room cooking the food that I want because I have to teach her what I want. And then vice versa, guess what? When she teaches me, hey, babe, can you do this at this time? Or, hey, babe, I need this. Need, keyword need. Babe, I need you to vacuum. Or, babe, I need you to cook breakfast this morning. Or, hey, babe, I need you to cook dinner. Please do not ever ask a man what he wants to do. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Because a want is a pleasure and a desire. I want to eat M&Ms and rest in a bed full of Twizzlers. Like, I want to play video games all day. I want to eat M&Ms. I want to watch track meets as long as I feel. I want to sit in a lazy boy and eat dry Tostitos chips. Like, I want to do pleasurable things. I need is a completely different word. So when my wife started teaching me what she needed from me, I responded on that immediately because of the word need is so much more potent than a want. A want is such a desire. So understanding what cues trigger your partner is how we got to 14 years. There's so much more, but I won't go into all of it. We just had to develop a better understanding of each other, a better retention of each other, and then understand our expectations for one another a little bit better, because sometimes it's good to ask, hey, what do you expect from me? Or what do you want me to do here? What do you want me to do there? And then go from there. So hopefully I gave you all a little clarity. We're going to get to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce because that is huge. And we had National Daughters Day this week. And I think the toughest lesson I learned from, you know, close friends and family. Some were like really bitter about this. Some, like I said, these are close friends and family. When women come to you with that question, why is it that the women that sleep around seem to get what they want? Why is it that the women that are out here, quote unquote, hoeing, get whatever they want? How is it the women that just have everything get to have everything? And to put it clearly, put it plainly, men do that too. But the men and women that seem to have no breaks, right? They'd run through a stop sign if you weren't watching, are doing that because nobody's watching. Nobody stopped them. Nobody stopped them. While all of us have set the framework of society of what both sides of the street look like, we stay on the right side of the dotted line down the street. We stop at the stoplight. We set the whole framework and the whole tone of every structure and every system. Meanwhile, these women and men that seem to do and have whatever they want know that no one's going to stop them. So they operate in that energy and it makes them feel good and they get more of it because nothing is stopping them, because you get what you think about. And if you think about not being stopped, you're going to keep going. If you think about being invincible, you're going to be invincible. And it's like, why? How is it that easy? That's what their mindset is on. Like, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about your rules all the time? Well, congratulations, you're going to be in your rules all the time. Are you thinking about painting all the time? Well, congratulations, you're going to be painting all the time. If you're crazy like me and you're thinking about lemonade all the time, you're going to get lemonade all the time. And what would you like to drink, sir? I'd like some lemonade. Do you have that? Yes, we do. Oh, yes, lemonade. Yes. So if you're thinking about lemonade all the time, you're going to get lemonade all the time. So that's why I need to start thinking about 1,000 more listeners a month, making money, cha-ching, and just having a great life, having a beautiful life, wonderful life, because that's what I'm going to get. But yeah, it's a very hard lesson that I think every dad has to teach their daughters, because there are ladies out there that appear to have everything. They really do. And I watched an interview on Gisele Bündchen yesterday in the morning. And I'm, you know, just sitting there with my in-laws, and they're watching their just regular daily shows. And this interview comes up where she's just talking about her life and how people used to trash talk her when she was 14 because her nose was too long and her eyes were too far apart. Meanwhile, this is one of the most gorgeous people on the planet. Like Tom Brady, the GOAT of football, was married to this woman. Nobody saw that. Nobody saw problems. Nobody saw any issues. She was a Victoria's Secret model and a supermodel, like for decades. I'm pretty sure every top model gets like at least a decade, if I'm thinking right. They get like 10 years, then you turn like 30, 35, and they're like, oh, okay. Everybody's wore out, like, oh, okay. Retirement, you know, you have a cane at that point. Once you hit 30 and 35 as a model, they expect you to have a cane, which is hilarious because they're like, what changed? Like nothing changed. The year? Okay, yeah. I'm not buying that. So for you all that know me, I'm not buying that. If you look good, you look good. Okay? If you're a 1 or a 14 and you look good. Okay? Bottom line, I don't care if you got gray hair, red hair, black hair, blonde, platinum, if you are thick, THICC, or you're thin. If you look good, you just look good. Just look good. Have fun. Please be healthy, though. Family out there, please be healthy. That's all I got to say. Please be healthy. Do your doctor's visits. I don't want to see you in that casket too early. I'd rather see you live a long, lengthy life, go past 80 and 85, than be on something crazy and be out of here quick when your family still wants to see you. But yeah, like, people think that we're out here just winning. And then you go behind that person's armor and you look behind the scenes and these supermodels are back there crying, just destroyed, because they hate the way they look. They hate the way they look. Or these actresses that everybody worships and thinks they're just so beautiful. You just got it made. And the inside, like, nobody has a beautiful brain or a beautiful mind unless you've taken time to be solid in that. Like, people look on the outside and think everything is just, oh, he got it. Or, oh, she got it. She's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous. She's so this. And these people are talking about suicide and stuff. And it's like, please go get the help. Please speak to someone. Please call that number on TV. And when people are sharing that number on social media, call that number. Talk to somebody. We need you here. And yes, I'm talking to you. Talk to somebody, please. Because it's not what it appears to be. It really is not. It's not what it appears to be. These gorgeous men and women are out here with just as many problems as everybody else. They just happen to look symmetrically better to the masses, but nothing changes. They still got to breathe. They can still get cancer, diabetes, and all these problems. They can still get these problems. They can still get beat up and in fights and all that. Like, somebody can catch them. Somebody's walking around with their ticket. And that ticket says loss, and then whatever that person's name is. And once you meet that person that has your loss ticket, once you meet that person, you're going to have a loss. I'm sorry. I've met that person. I've met two of them. Whereas, like, you feel invincible. You feel perfect. And this person just walks up to you. Hey, here's that loss. Here you go. They just hand you that loss. So all I'm saying is, please stop believing the hype. These people that you think have everything don't actually have everything. But those, you know, bulldozing type people, the way they make you feel is how they felt at one time. if they make you feel like, oh my God, they're just so unflinchingly tunnel visioned and you can't talk to them, you can't say nothing to them, like you can't even get your point across. Well, somebody made them feel that way. And what they did was they morphed into that person. It's morphing time. They morphed into that person that dominated them and put that same energy out because that person was allowed to do that to them. Hurt people, hurt people. But some people think it's like Highlander. And in that tale, the Highlanders were this mythical group of beings that carried around swords and weapons. If they could chop off the head of a Highlander, you absorbed his powers and his thoughts and his abilities. And that's how people act. They're Highlanders. So please don't believe the hype. You dads out there, please understand, we do have to teach our daughters how to navigate this world of men and women. The energies that they're going to come across and run into in life, they don't just go away because you have a 4.0 in school. They don't just go away because you found a good job. Like, there's a lot of sleazy, nasty, dirty, jealous, venomous vipers out in the world, male and female. So these takers, these vampires out there, we've got to teach them how to deal with them or bypass them altogether. But the number one thing we can't do, you should never be jealous of a vampire. Please don't ever be jealous of a vampire. They live to suck the energy out of the room, and it makes them stronger. While people fight against them and work against them and hate on them, don't. They're doing what they need to do to win. They're doing what they need to do to win. Do what you need to do to win. Please. Focus on you. Focus on you. And like I said, last but not least, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Oh, no. One thing is for sure. Taylor Swift is about to have a great album after this relationship is over. Fire. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem, it's me. So, I'm not going to hate on Taylor Swift. Y'all don't come for me. I'm just scared for Travis because he's such a phenomenal football player. And I feel like once you get mixed up in this thing, there is no turning back. There really isn't. You're not going to win any more Super Bowls. The ads and the promos are going to be great, but everybody's just going to be listening to you. They're not really going to respect you anymore because secretly you made it. Like, I hate to say it, but it's the same thing that kind of happens with rappers. Once you get all the money, once you get everybody out, once you don't have any more problems, like, what do you really have to say? Like, at that point, you can just go back through your old catalog of music and just tour and just have a good time. Now, you may not feel like that same person you were at 20 and 25. That's understandable. But it's kind of like that's what music is. It's an act. Like, Whitney Houston is an act. Bobby Brown is an act. NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all of them, they're an act. People pay the money to come back into that recreated greatness of what your trumpet or saxophone or sound or entertainment is. They want to see that again. So it's like when people pay all the money for load management players, and then they come and see you sitting down. Like, they didn't pay money to see that. But honestly, I do understand load management. Low key, let's have lesser games. So then you actually get to see them play. I don't know, or spread out the season, whatever. But yeah, that part. Taylor Swift is a dominant, dominant star. We're going to look back on this time, maybe 10, 15 years from now, and look and just be like, the names. Like, you had like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and who else, right? It's like, yeah, you might have like Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and what's the boy's name? Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, like you have like on the rapper side, but like Taylor's kind of been at this. Like, I've been married 14 years. I think it was about 14 years ago I first seen her little video. That you belong to me, you belong to me. That I was like, who is this little girl? She's kind of good. And I think I saw her on MTV and I was like, this little girl is going to be a star one day. She's going to be pretty dominant. I didn't know. I didn't know. I was like trying to go through the channels, trying to find CSI, trying to heat up my lunch. But yeah, she's a dominant success. She's done everything she needed to do. She's had her controversy. She had her Kanye moments. She's had her dating. She's had all that. She's doing what she needs to do. She's doing what she needs to do. And I don't know. There's nothing saying she can't date Travis, right? There's nothing saying they can't have a nice time. But I don't know, y'all. That's all I'm trying to tell you is, when these football players start doing all these commercials and Chunky Soup and DirecTV and State Farm and, you know, the basketball players doing it too, I'm like, man, this dude ain't gonna win no more. Like, they're lucky last year that they got that Super Bowl. Like, I'm proud of them, you know, because it's Kansas. It's Kansas. A Kansas team has won two Super Bowls. Not California, not Florida, and not New York, and definitely not Boston. These bigger coastal cities, and definitely not the Dallas Cowboys or the Texans. It's not a Texas team. These places that you have come to associate with football wholeheartedly, there is no way you can think of California, Texas, and Florida and not think of football. You think that's the football dream, right? Recruiting from there. I know all the colleges do. But yeah, two Super Bowls from a Kansas team. So I don't know. I'd love it if they prove me wrong, if their love story yields more Super Bowls. But I'm looking at my boy with Sierra and Russell Wilson. I'm like, Russell, what are you doing, man? You are not. I'm like, you are not in vogue. You are not 702. You are not 3LW. This man got spa treatments and, you know, masseuses coming in. And I'm like, dude, you're retired. That's what you're doing. You're doing retired man stuff. Beautiful wife, Sierra, amazing kids. And then he's taking care of a kid that ain't even his. You know, it's like Future's kid. I love it. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But I'm like, man, you're retired. Like, let's be real. Some of these football players are getting hit so hard by some of the world's greatest athletes. It's like, keep in mind, like, football isn't really allowed anywhere else. They don't even do it anywhere else. It's pretty barbaric. Other than rugby, I mean, football is one of the most extreme things. I mean, you got people that might not even remember, like Brett Favre, might not even remember, you know, parts of their, you know, 20s and 30s now because how hard they got hit and got their bell rung. Football is very difficult, very violent. So I get it. If it's time, it's time, man. If it's time to step down, just step down. But when I see this spa treatment and you dating a diva, you know, Sierra, Taylor Swift, and, you know, Bridget Moynihan wasn't that to Tom. She was a very talented, hardworking actress, very sweet woman. Giselle Bundchen was kind of that for Tom, but Tom's whole fuel is being underrated. So that's what made him better, is being underrated. I should know, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. So that's all I can really say about that. If he wins more Super Bowls with Taylor Swift by her side, you know, now we got bad blood. Hey, okay, good job. You know, he can teach her, you know, what real barbecue is. She can teach him what these hit songs are like. Even though, you know, Travis can dance way better than her. Like, I seen him dance in the end zone. I'm like, he danced better than half of the whole football team. Travis Kelce got more swag than half of the football team. He got more swag than some whole teams. So, I wish them well. I don't wish them any ill will or anything nasty. I'm sure they will have fun together. His older brother is married and has his lovely family. And he probably desires the same. You know, he's a fun guy and a festive guy, and he probably, you know, desires the same. He might be a family man as well. We look past that all the time and think, well, you know, the family man type are guys that aren't attractive. Not the case. A lot of them just haven't been in front of the right lady. Now, that could be their doing. That could be their doing wholeheartedly for not dating better or dating smarter. And just being more, you know, resourceful. Maybe it is their dating. Maybe it is who they're dating. So it could be internal or it could be external. But yeah, maybe he is the marrying type, the family type, the loving type. As a love hunter, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. I love that. Let me shoot the arrows on them. I'll shoot the arrows on them. But you got to give me 2 more Super Bowls. All right, you all. I love y'all. Hope you love me back. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Hunter. Let's shut it down and close it up. And have a great week. If you need anything from me, hit me up anytime. You can see me on social media at the THA.LoveHunter on Instagram. Peace and love.